Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for the first Wednesday in February, Black History Month, February 2nd, 2023. Even though this is Black History Month, we know we celebrate Black history every day. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And my spirit is just a little heavy today. I've been trying to stay encouraged, trying to lift myself up, having my conversations with the Lord, and the devil is busy. So I want to apologize for any background noise that you might hear on my end. There's something going on with my neighbor's apartment above me and beside me. But as I mentioned, my spirit was a little heavy today based on the events of today, the events of the past week, the senseless slaying of Tyre Nichols. I'm not sure how many of you watched his service today, but it really pulled at my heart. And it took everything within me to not break down and cry. I actually reached out to my godson, Tobias, today just to check on him and to make sure that he remembered how much I loved him. And I'm encouraging you all to do the same. If there's any young person in your life that you care about, that you are concerned about, reach out to them and let them know that you are still available for them and that God loves them, that you love them, and that you are here to help them be successful in this world. There are so many arrows and things that come against us and come against our young people long before they even have an opportunity to figure out who they are and what they want to be in life. So let's just make sure that we continue to lift them up in prayer. Let's continue to lift up Sister Naya Spann, who is traveling throughout the world. Let's make sure that she knows that she is still on our minds and on our hearts. And let's continue to lift up all of our young people in church who are graduating this year. So as we begin our prayer service tonight, I want to remind you of two things. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Hallelujah. Good evening, church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God of us all, we're so thankful, happy, and blessed that you allowed us to have an opportunity to worship and praise your holy and divine name. Thank you so much, O Lord God, for a good night's sleep last night. O Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. I praise to the mind, good health, and strength. Giving us opportunity, oh Father God, to have things better than what we did yesterday. Thank you. Thank you so much, oh Lord, for the First Baptist Church, oh Father. Thank you for our rich history and within our church, oh Father. Thank you for the people that came before us, oh Lord, allow us to have a place that we can call home, oh Lord. So I'm so thankful, blessed, and happy that we have a church that has a very, very strong history. I pray, Lord God, you allow us to carry that torch, oh Father, to have that vision so that we can do your will, your way for kingdom building. I pray, Lord God, you touch the hearts and minds for the visitors that's on the line right now, Lord. I pray, Father God, you would tug on them and give them what they stand in need of, Father. I pray, Father God, that they will hear a word or hear a song, or the Holy Spirit would come above them and to help them to feel that they are loved, oh Father. And help us all just to be able to wrap our hands around people that are lost in this world, oh Father, because we really do need you. We love you, and we adore you, oh Father. Thank you so much for my wife and my children, oh Father. It was all we stand in need of, Father God. Thank you so much for my First Baptist Church family, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you would touch the hearts and minds of the ones that wasn't able to be on the call right now, Father. But I pray, Father God, that you would just let them feel your ever-loving joy and your peace, because you are our shield and our refuge, because you are our rock and our strong tower in the midst of a storm. And I pray, Lord God, you would just forgive us for all our sins, oh Lord, that we did that unpleasing to you, and allow us to receive your marvelous forgiveness. And also, Lord, I pray that you would just bless us all when we come to a point where we are unloving, when we do things that's unpleasing to you, or the times where we just make mistakes, oh Lord, or even when we just mess up and fail you, oh Father. But I pray, Father God, you allow us to receive your unconditional love, oh Lord, so that we can do your will, your way. I pray, Father God, you would just give us strength, oh Lord, that strength that only comes from you, and allow us to just draw close to you, oh Father God, so that the daily things of this world, oh Father, won't draw us down and mess up the things that you have for us to do, oh Father. And also help us just to be able to resist the temptation, oh Father, that's in this world, oh Lord, because today is a new day with new mercy we see. No matter how many times we stumble and fall in the past, we can always start afresh and new. And we also, Lord God, thank you so much. We recognize that no amount of regret can change the past, because we know that you can redeem all our mistakes and our failures, oh Father. So we call on you right now, Father, to come into this place of worship, oh Lord, so that we can feel your ever-loving joy and your presence, because you are a great God, an almighty God who sits high and looks low and see all of our thoughts. But yet, I thank you so much for providing every last one of our needs. I pray, Father God, if there is anyone that has fear in their heart, oh Lord, I pray that you would just change their fear to faith, and change their doubts to belief, and change their worries into good things that thanks when they're thinking of you, oh Father. Because once we think of you, oh Father God, we feel the joy that just help us to just be rejuvenated and have a new spirit in Christ, oh Lord. And I pray, Lord God, you also bless and watch over Pastor Tucker, oh Father God. Thank you for his long service, oh Father. Thank you for his commitment, his leadership, oh Lord. I pray you watch over him and his family, give him what they stand in need of, oh Lord. And thank you so much for allowing us to have intimate pastor, oh Father God, Pastor Young, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you would just allow us to help support him and keep the building, oh Lord, because he has a very good vision for the future, oh Father, and we want to always make sure that we are there and we are accountable and we can make things right, oh Father. And I pray, Father God, you would also touch the hearts and minds of the people who have lost loved ones, oh Father. Like Sister Tim said earlier today, it was so heart-wrenching and touching just to be a part of the ceremony, Lord. Thank you so much that you are protecting us and protecting his family. And I pray, Lord God, you just send them nothing but true support and comfort that can only come from you, oh Lord, because you are our God, and we need you right now. We love you, and we adore you, Lord. I pray, Father God, you just watch over our young people, oh Father God, because there's so many things going on out here in this world, and we want you to put a protection around our young people, Father, and help us to set good examples so that they can do your will, your way. And also, I pray, Father God, you would just watch over our sick and shedding members that's calling out your name, Father God. I pray that you would take them off the bed of affliction, Lord, so they can feel your ever-loving joy and your presence. Give them protection, Father God, only you can do. Give us guidance to life questions and support to answer, Father. I pray, Father God, you would strengthen us in a way that you can only do, oh Lord. Help us, Lord God, to have hope in our hearts, Lord God, so that we might be hopeful, Lord. Give us the freedom just to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor, Father. And I pray, Father, God, you would just give us deliverance, oh Lord, that only can come from you, oh Father. And I pray that you would allow us to hear a word to help us to show love towards one another as you have loved us. Because we need you, Lord. We love you and we adore you, Father God. And I pray, Father God, you would just come into this worship and experience, oh Lord. Help us to show love towards one another as you have loved us. You said in your word, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Thank you so much, O Lord God, for putting our path on the feet of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. Teach us your way, O Lord, that we may walk in your truth. Give us an undivided heart, O Father, that we may fear your name. And help us to praise you, O Lord, our God, with all of our heart, so that we can glorify your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Sister Michelle DeBose will share a scripture with us tonight.
Good evening. I will be reading Isaiah 40, 26, verses 26 through 31. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth have faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God's word is blessed.
We will now be led in prayer by Sister Judy Spann.
Good evening, First Baptist, friends and family. Father God, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy that keeps us every day. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to join together every Wednesday for prayer and inspiration, and to encourage each other. The preacher said on Sunday, we are stronger together. So we thank God for allowing us to connect in this manner, to give each other strength and confidence. We feel first the love of God as we do this, and then we feel the love from one another. We need this in these chaotic times. We need to be locked together in love and inspiration and courage and encouraging one another, Father. And we thank you for this opportunity. For we have hope and faith that in the midst of all this going on, that you are still in charge and we are under your divine care. Father God, this is my prayer in the holy and blessed name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We have a special treat this evening. Sister Eleanor Pearson will be singing a short medley of Negro spirituals, followed by a prayer from Deacon Lamar Pearson.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you'll be this world. Give me Jesus. I can hear the trumpet sound. I can hear the trumpet sound. I can hear the trumpet sound. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You're this world. Give me Jesus. I can tell the world about this. I can tell the nations of them blessed. Tell them what Jesus has done. Tell them that the Comforter has come and me brought joy, joy, joy. Catch me brought joy, joy, joy. And me brought joy, joy to my soul. My Lord done just do what he said. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. My Lord stood on the mountain top, told those Satan's host to stop. I can tell the world about this, and I can tell the nations of the blessed. Tell them what Jesus has done. Tell them that the Holy Ghost has come, and he brought joy, joy, joy. Church, he brought joy, 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 and he brought joy. never dead. My Lord stood on the mountaintop, told old Satan's horse to stop. I can tell the world about this, and I can tell the nations of the blessed, tell what Jesus has done. Tell them that the Holy Ghost has come and report joy, joy, joy. Church report joy, joy, joy. And report joy, joy to my soul. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, how blessed we are to have the opportunity to come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. Bountifully blessed with food, clothing, and shelter. The opportunity to come together in loving fellowship, one with another, that we might lift our voices in prayer and praise. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And we just thank you for the mighty works of your hand. It's all about you, Lord, that you continue to make a way for us, that we continue to call on your everlasting name, recognizing that you are God Almighty and that beside you there is no other. Lord, we love you this morning. We praise you this evening because you are worthy of all praise and honor. Lord, we thank you for a reasonable health, for the opportunity, Lord, to take it all to you in times of trouble, that your way and will would be continually manifested in our lives. Oh, Lord, how we come pleading, calling on your tender, loving care for the enemies of the world, are raised in fear and conflict. One nation is gathered against another. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to make a way for us in the midst of this trouble, that the nations of the earth would continue to look to you for guidance and direction, that we might not continue to go astray. Bless our pastor. Continue to be with him and his. Thank you for this opportunity of coming before you in humble fear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Yvonne Butterfly Harris, who is a member of the Deaconess, Grace Circle, Sunday School Class Number 3, Missionary, GBDA, and Outreach Ministries. She is also a phenomenal Daisy Girl Scout troop leader.
I don't believe in fairy tales. Guess I've outgrown them, but that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. Cause I've seen in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said you'll perform, it may not be how I want you to do. But here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I think there's your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. Yeah. I think there's your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Every step, yeah, you are the author. There's no predicting what is next, but you hold the future. And all the questions, they come begging to the one I know is true, yeah. Well, you've always been true, so I'm gonna wait on you.
Deaconess Yvonne.
Oh, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Give honor and praise to God, who is the Lord and Savior of my life, to our esteemed interim pastor, Reverend Dr. Emmett F. Young III, and to our illustrious pastor emeritus, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, to the dynamic prayer ministry coordinator, Deacon Christopher Bazemore, and staff, to our outstanding church officers, dedicated members, devoted friends, and amazing Sunday school class number 3, led by Sister Gwen Miller. Good evening. My topic is, waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. What do you do when you wait? What happens when you wait? Definition of wait is to remain in place in readiness, expectation, or anticipation of a state or attitude of watchfulness and expectancy. We all have experienced anticipation while waiting in our daily lives. Just to name a few, getting a flight on time, waiting in line at a store, waiting for key scores, waiting for medical test results, or waiting for a baby to arrive. We all have experienced waiting, waiting, waiting. Black History Month starts today. We, as black people, are waiting for injustice to end. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for justice, truth, and righteousness for all people. He often quoted scriptures in his speeches, and I quote an excerpt from that famous speech, I Have a Dream. We will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, Amos 5:24. As we continue to discuss waiting, I heard a challenge Sunday by Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III, and I quote, if I'm not mistaken, Reverend, I have a strong right arm, and if you can't step up to the plate, if you can't step up to 150, don't even bother. We're talking about bowling, and you don't know about the bowlers of First Baptist. The king of bowling is Deacon Robert Parker, whose average was anywhere from 200 to 300. The Parker family are strong bowlers, and his average might be 150 at the age of 90, so you might be able to compete with him. Gene Tolliver's average is approximately 130 to 150, and BJ's average was 150, and Betty Mabry's family were strong bowlers also. They taught Stephen how to bowl, and his average was 175 in junior high school. We have many bowlers at our church, and I have this question. Are you asking Reverend Nelson and Karima to pull up all of the youth and young adult bowlers? If so, let me give you some preparation. In preparation for waiting for the youth and young adult bowling reunion, exercise your arms, especially you said you had a strong right arm. Exercise that arm. Get plenty of rest. Eat a balanced meal. Clear your schedule for February 19th at 4 o'clock. Start tomorrow. We, the church, will be looking for this bowling reunion because we know that you're going to do well. Now, let's turn our focus on spiritual waiting. We're going back down memory lane to Hebrews 11th chapter. Take a look at our faithful cloud of witnesses who waited in faith. Just to name a few, Abraham and Sarah waited 25 years for a son. Noah waited for years for it to rain. Esther waited through prayer and fasting to save the Jews. And Job waited through suffering. And the list goes on. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? To some, it means spending time in prayer, seeking God. To others, it suggests standing firm on what God has promised. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. The first question is, what do you do when you wait? And I have a few suggestions. Talk to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Worship him. Psalms 99:5. Praise him in the middle of the storm. Exodus 14:14. Study his word. 2 Timothy 2:15. Meditate. Joshua 1:8. Trust him. Proverbs 3:5-6. Follow him. John 10:27. Obey him. Psalms 128:1. And Deuteronomy 5:33. and serve others. Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. The last question is, what happens when you wait? What happens when you wait? You allow God to take charge. You allow God to renew your spiritual strength. Don't depend on your own strength. Depend on God's strength. You increase your strength and patience. Your faith gets stronger. You refrain from needless worry. You develop a close relationship with God through His Word. You are reminded of God's promises. To wait on God's answer through prayer is an essential part of our walk with God. I'm reminded of a song by Juanita Byam, and the song is I Don't Mind Waiting. Yes, I've added my words to this because I just added my words. I'm not going to sing, okay? I don't mind waiting on the Lord because my strength is renewed. I don't mind waiting on the Lord because I'm worshiping and praising Him in my storm. I don't mind waiting because I'm getting stronger in His Word through studying and meditating on Him. I don't mind waiting because I can see Him working in my life. I don't mind waiting because He orders my steps. I don't mind waiting because I've tasted His goodness. I don't mind waiting because I know He holds the future. I don't mind waiting because I trust in His promises. I don't mind waiting because He is faithful to me. His goodness and His mercies are following me all the days of my life. I don't mind waiting. In closing, just wait on the Lord. You will get a little stronger. Just wait on the Lord. You will get a little wiser. Just wait on the Lord. Your breakthrough will come through. Just wait on the Lord. Your healing will come. While we wait, we will be praying. While we wait, we will be praising. While we wait, we will be worshiping. Just wait on the Lord. And remember, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Amen, amen, amen.
can see now who I am. Yeah, yeah. You're the sun in my horizon. All my hope in you. Jesus, I can see.
Amen, amen, amen to Deaconess Yvonne Butterfly Harris. The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show appreciation to Butterfly and her message. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted.
Awesome job. To God be the glory.
Awesome
job. I just love it. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, just thank you, what a jewel in God's crown. You deserve all the accolades forever and ever. Amen. I tell you.
Very good. Okay,
awesome. Awesome. To God be all the glory. I tell you. Awesome. I tell you. God used you mightily for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, Sister Yvonne Harris, you are something else. You are all good, all good. You just took me back to the days when I had the privilege of working with you as a Daisy Girl Scout troop leader, and how you were always prepared, and I thank you for that. As Butterfly mentioned, the FBC Youth and Young Adult Reunion Bowling event will take place on Sunday, February 19th at 4 p.m. This is a free event, but your attendance if you plan on participating and attending, you must register no later than February 10th. You can register with Sister Karima Robinson or Brother Leroy Wade or any other youth leader at the church. The event is taking place at Bowleroo Bowling, 9021 Baltimore Avenue in College Park, Maryland. Again, the event is Sunday, February 19th at 4 p.m. All youth and young adults must register if they wish to attend this free event. If you are a youth or young adult currently attending the church, you can register with any youth leader. If you are not attending the church, then if there is someone that is at the church, please ask them to register you. If you are an adult who knows of a youth or young adult who might want to participate in this event, please consider registering them. I hope I didn't confuse you. If you're looking for something to do this Friday, February 3rd at 7:30 p.m., consider stopping by the Church of the Epiphany at 1317 G Street Northwest to hear the Jamaica Youth Chorale present their Redemption Songs Tour. This is a free event. I am not sure if masks are required, but please bring one anyway, just in case. Again, this is a free event this Friday, February 3rd at 7:30 p.m., at the Church of the Epiphany, 1317 G Street Northwest. The Jamaica Youth Chorale presents their redemption songs. On Saturday, February 4th, Sunday, February 5th, and Saturday, February 11th, members of the Heritage Signature Chorale, along with the N-Series, will be presenting The Ordering of Moses, text from Scripture and Folklore. This is Nathaniel Dett's 1930 choral oratory, which weaves together classic spirituals into a musical feast that helped ignite America's civil rights movement. Please consider joining this event. Tickets are available by visiting www.nseries.org. Again, this event takes place this Saturday, February 4th at 6:30 p.m., Sunday, February 5th at 4:30 p.m., and the following Saturday, February 11th at 6:30 p.m. The event takes place at Mount Vernon Place United Methodist Church, 900 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Persons who have paid for their pastor's appreciation and birthday gala tickets in full may pick them up at the conclusion of Sunday's worship service. Members of the commemoration committee are available at every service to receive your payments. If your purchase package is incomplete, you are urged to contact the planning committee immediately. This is a formal event, so please dress accordingly. There is also still room on the 46 Years of Honors page. Payment of $46 must be made in full. Remember, the deadline for the gala tickets is February 12th. Tickets will not be mailed after February 12th. Additionally, we cordially invite you to join those who have recorded greetings to our pastor emeritus by using the free platform provided. Just text send video recording link to Sister Dana Anderson at 202-524-0749. We will now have remarks and prayers from Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, my First Baptist Church family and friends. We thank God for all the program participants tonight that have uplifted us and rendered prayers and songs unto the Lord. Thank you for blessing our hearts, and we are just grateful for this worship experience that we have during the week. Two, Deaconess Harris, Ms. Butterfly, you reminded me of a couple of things. Number one, I got to watch what I say from the pulpit. And number two, I think I might have something to do on February 19th at 4 o'clock now. That's not going to Bolero. We'll check the schedule again. May not be able to make it since you got all those good bowlers that are going to be there. No, we're looking forward to that. Certainly, we're looking forward to all who will share. And let me just say what a wonderful, wonderful message that Butterfly has shared with us on this evening, the reminder to wait on the Lord. I don't think it could have come at a better time. As someone has already said, have waited on the Lord throughout history, waited on the Lord to provide freedom, waited on the Lord to provide equality and equity, waited on the Lord for all types of things, waited on the Lord for that job, waited on the Lord for that relationship, waited on the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord, when you trust in God, and may God your portion, my God, what he will do. So thank you very much, Deaconess Harris, for that reminder, for that challenge, for the encouragement and inspiring words that you shared with us on tonight. Now I'm going to go over all the things that have been told to us by Sister Tinsley. Thank you so much. I share a heavy heart with her, as does hopefully our nation, and certainly we on this call that are part of this branch of Zion. And yet while we hurt and know there we need healing, we also believe in hope. Lamentations tells us, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. As we approach this month, please know that, of course, this Sunday we're in worship, 10 o'clock a.m., in person and virtually. Kick off our Black History Month. Please let somebody know. Let them know that we are on Facebook and YouTube and Zoom. This coming Sunday, we prepare after service or during service for a presentation of our theme for the month, Black Resistance, the Power of Faith and Freedom. And after service, please join us in Idaquart Hall for what we call a Walk Through Freedom, a mini museum with different exhibits showcasing very powerful moments in history, the struggle of our very wonderful people, the things we've had to go through, and yet the God who has led us out. On second Sunday, it's Youth Sunday, so we're also asking our congregation to, you know, wear your school attire, rep your school, any HBCUs, anybody that's gone to HBCU, wear that sweatshirt, that T-shirt, whatever you got, rep your school. Even if you may not have gone to that particular HBCU and you just like it, wear it on second Sunday. And we're going to have special prayer for our young people on second Sunday as well after service. On third Sunday, we're looking forward to poetry readings by some young men about Black resistance. And on the fourth Sunday, we'll have our special African attire. Please wear your special African attire. We'll be singing the songs of Zion. And Reverend Dr. Marquez Ball, pastor of Uplift Church in Laurel, Maryland, will be our special guest. This month is a special month. Please continue to share and spread love, and also let somebody know how happy and proud you are that you serve a God that has led us this far along the way. We continue to pray for Sister Tyra Jones and the loss of her son, Makai. His funeral service will be this coming Friday, February the 3rd, 10 o'clock a.m. viewing, 11 o'clock a.m. service. And thank you for all that will be there to support and to volunteer. And we thank you for others that may not be able to be there, but you're praying for her. Please continue to stay safe, stay warm in this time. And now, as we come to the close of our wonderful Wednesday experience, this wonderful Wednesday night live, we ask and pray, or we ask you, that you would render your prayer request unto the Lord, as the lines will be open for 20 seconds. Whatever you have going on, whatever is on your heart or your mind, give it over to God. This is why we come, because we trust in his power, but also in the perfect hearing of his ocular divinity, his auditory capacity, that God not just hears, he sees all, and we trust in him. So the lines will be open now for 20 seconds for you to render your prayers unto the Lord.
In our church, in our community, in our country. Pray for this country. I just pray, Lord, and thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you.
Will Samuels and Dodie Vaughn and the Thompson family, Yarborough family, and Ben Lowe family.
Great is thy faithfulness. morning by morning, new mercies we see. All I have needed, all we have needed, you, Lord, have provided. Great is your faithfulness unto us. We come tonight, God, some with heavy hearts, some with hands lifted up, some with knees bowed, but certainly all of us paying attention to your perfection, your holiness. We thank you, God, because your attributes are not just holy, but they're helpful. You are an all-knowing God. You're an all-seeing God. You are an omnipresent God, and you are most certainly an all-powerful God. We thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you that you last and your mercies last. The song might say, make it last forever, and speaking of romantic relationships, but we seek your face that you would make your grace and mercy last forever for our benefit and for the benefit of those we love, those who are in our lives, our family, friends, our neighbors, our co-workers. We ask for your grace, God, especially in times like this, where, Lord, we want to see people do or end up the same way they treat others. But, God, we remember that you are still merciful. And, Lord, we pray that, yes, justice will be done, but even not just justice, true repentance and healing from moments like this. Let not our baser natures take over, but God, we seek your face, Lord, that we would be a prayer people, a praying people that would trust in you, knowing, God, that you hear us. We ask that you would hear our prayers that we've just given unto you. That the line has been opened up. We need you, Lord. We need you in our families. We need you in our relationships. We need you on our jobs. We need you, God, in our church. We need you, Lord, in our minds, in our hearts, the things we say out of our mouths. We need you, God. We need you. Thank you for challenging us. Thank you for convicting us. Thank you for correcting us. And, God, thank you for the course you have set us on. For, Lord, we pray that we would grow more and more each day in spiritual maturity. And we pray, God, that as a church, you would supply us with what we stand in need of to do that which you have called us to do. And that is to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that you have commanded. And we know you'll be with us. Help us, God, to be that light in dark places. Help us, Lord, to not turn our backs when we see injustice. Help us, God, to not stay silent in the face of inequities or inequalities. Help us, God, to stand on the shoulders of the foremothers and forefathers of faith and let the people and the world know that we will not give up. There is so much work to be done, and yet you've called us, Lord, for even your word says the harvest is plentiful, and yet the laborers are few. God, we want to be laborers of love. We want to be laborers of help. We want to be laborers of hope. We want to be laborers of light, those who can show forth the praises of you who's called us out of darkness and into your marvelous light. Lord, have your way with us. Bless and keep us. Thank you for the leadership of the church. Thank you for our deacons, deaconess trustee. Thank you for our circle leader. Thank you for our ministry leader. Thank you for our pastor emeritus. Strengthen and touch him, God, as only you can. Thank you for his family. Thank you for those who surround him, God, with love and help. Now, Lord, keep us forever in your path, we pray. Let us not turn to the left, but stay our eyes focused on you. We keep our eyes on you, God, and we know you will always lead us the right way. So now to him who's able to keep you from falling. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore. First Baptist family and friends, if you love the Lord, somebody ought to say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.